You know, I hear people say those kinds of things. And to me, it's a little bit, I think, misleading to physicians in practice who maybe aren't as used to sort of sifting through the data. Because if most of the patients in ATTACC were node negative, they're dealing with a patient who has 5 or 10 positive nodes, the absolute benefit theoretically would be different.
Yes.
If you're saying it's a 25% relative risk reduction, to me, the absolute benefit depends upon the absolute risk.
Absolutely. You're right. And that's a tough question to answer because the whole group was a relatively good prognosis. We have no reason to suppose that the relative risk reductions will be different in any subgroup because there is no heterogeneity amongst the subgroup analyses. If that 25% relative risk reduction is across the board, then if you have a subgroup who have a 40% chance of relapse at 6 years, then in absolute terms, we're talking about 10%, not 4%. And I think that's the point you're making.